This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in here and take control. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, you've got Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
And this is my fault. I distracted him with a box of something that I wanted him to evaluate for me.
Yeah, it's growing season. It's time to start putting the plants in the ground.
Well, what was your fault?
That he was distracted and didn't have his mic anywhere in front of him.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Okay.
I was looking at something else. There didn't even seem to be a pause. So.
Okay, awesome.
I have been successful. I've been trying to get my neighbors to start planting, growing stuff, and they just walk by. Hey, what's going on, dude? Garden's looking great. I'm like, you started yours yet?
Too busy.
That does take a lot of work, man. I mean, once you have a garden going, as I understand it, I mean, especially here in New Hampshire or in the swamp of Keene, it tends to perpetuate itself pretty well.
You got to weed that thing.
Sure.
You just got to keep the roots out. Some of my biggest problems is the tree roots from some competing trees that just, hey, what's this over here? This is beautiful. I love this. It's a nice empty plot that I can just stick my roots into
and
then gobble up all the good nutrients. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm constantly having to go through there and edge those roots out, which isn't a problem. But yeah,
there's a whole bush I had to dig up, and I did not enjoy that at all. I mean, it wasn't really a bush. It was just the roots of a bush because the bush had, been chopped down long ago, but the roots remained. Man, that took an afternoon, and it was tedious and exhausting.
Hello, 10 years of my property. I only have a third of an acre, and I'm still digging things up. Roots, big old
car
boulders.
Car batteries, you mentioned.
And pieces, and pieces of car.
I have yet to dig up any pieces of car.
Yeah, the people who lived before me in this house, they were of the ilk that just throwing things over the fence was just all right, including, old pieces of car, batteries, lots and lots of oil filters and oil, by the way. They were just pouring the oil right into the ground.
Well, that's what you do with oil.
That's what they... I know
that's a joke. Everyone don't call in upset. I know.
Throw your oil. Just pour your oil down the storm drain and throw your car batteries into the ocean.
Yes.
That's bad advice.
You don't pour the oil out into the yard. You pour it down the kitchen sink.
Anyways, good news. I've got both Arya and Bonnie.
Kids, don't try this at home.
Growing. They've got a small, I think, 200 square foot little plot.
Yes, it's about that, yeah.
I'm very happy. It makes me feel good.
Oh,
I just need to get the rest of the world on board.
Well, you were the inspiration for it. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to your calls and thoughts here. Sam is on the line in Ohio. For those just tuning in, we've been talking about the leaked draft copy of what is purportedly going to be a majority opinion of the Supreme Court of the United States to overturn Roe versus Wade. And I generally think this is a good thing. I understand there's a lot of people freaking out about this, and I'm saying this is a good thing as someone who supports your right to do to yourself whatever it is you want to do. I think if you want to have an abortion, you should be able to have one, and there shouldn't be anybody out there that could tell you that you legally can't do that. There should be no punishment beyond the frustration and the potential damage to yourself of having the abortion, because it's not, from the people who I've known who have made that decision, it was a very large decision, it was very hard for them to make. And it's not any, for a lot of people, it's not some sort of throwaway.
Speaking of, the very woman, McCorvey, Roe, rescinded her original ideas on abortion later in life and actually tried to have the law repealed. And they threw it out. So she was, I guess she was in her 50s, 60s, and she's like, she reconsidered and turned it all around and decided that she didn't like the idea at all. Isn't that interesting?
Well, yeah, if you don't like the idea, it's your body, you can choose not to have.
But she sued the government and when she was younger.
And she failed.
I don't know that she failed, that Roe versus Wade.
Well, I thought you were saying she was trying to overturn Roe versus Wade.
Later on, yes.
She failed at that.
Yes, she failed. Right. of the second attempt.
Yeah, but now it's presumably been overturned. What were you trying to say,
Ryan? I assume you're in favor of this leaked decision, essentially because it will heighten the divisiveness in the United States and just make it clearer to people that the left and the right, they just cannot agree, and it doesn't make sense to continue trying to unite people under a single government.
Well, that's one reason, but secondly, from the federalism perspective of states should have the abilities to self-govern. I mean, I'm no fan of states. I think states and all governments shouldn't exist, but I'd rather see 50 different experiments in statism than one big one.
So,
Mississippi outlaw it, let Alabama outlaw it. And by the way, supposedly when this decision goes into effect, and we don't know when the actual decision is going to be published.
Probably 2 months.
It's just a leak. We have no idea. But when it actually does go into effect, there are apparently already a bunch of states where abortion is technically illegal.
Yep.
So all those old laws are still on the books. When Roe versus Wade went into effect, it simply negated the enforcement of these old laws written in whenever the hell it was in the 19th or 20th century. And those things are just going to go right back into effect. Abortion is going to become a criminal act in, I don't know how many dozens, a couple dozen states or something like that. I saw one of those maps, one of those infographics earlier today. And
do you know where we stand here in New Hampshire?
New Hampshire has no prohibition. It also has no protection.
Right.
So we're sort of just no man's land, basically. As I understand,
which is sort of the way it should be. Right.
The government should stay out of it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Sam in Ohio. Of course, now that this is happening, you're going to see some states are going to try to do more or less or whatever. But Sam, go ahead.
So I almost wanted to comment on the fact that you're talking about the criminalization of it. It seems like as a libertarian, you'd be against them criminalizing it because then they'd be able to send women to prison.
Well, of course I'm against the criminalizing of it, but I don't live in those states. And if that's what people want to see happen, then okay, they can do what they want.
Like the war on drugs, I don't want to legalize or decriminalize drugs. I just want it off the books. I want the government to stop having anything to do with it. And I'm thinking we all agree that abortion should be the same way.
Yeah, I don't believe that I should be using a central mega government to enforce my beliefs down on other people. If there's a group of people in Mississippi and there's enough of them that say we want to kill women that have abortions, I'm going to be vocally in opposition to that, but I sure as hell am not moving down there to fight that fight.
Oh. And so you're saying that then that individual that wants abortion in, let's say, Mississippi or Ohio, then they just need to get out of that place.
Absolutely.
That's why all three of us are in New Hampshire.
I didn't move here because of abortion.
No, but we moved here because we wanted to move to an area that more closely aligned with the world that we wish to live in.
Right. Voting with our feet.
Yeah. So this will encourage that, for sure, if this goes
but
as we're expecting it to.
Specifically in Ohio, we're one of the heartbeat bill states, so literally, like, if you're one day late of 8 weeks, then it's a crime.
Okay. Yeah, and as Nikki pointed out several weeks ago on the show, most women don't even know they're pregnant that early in the process. That's the reason those laws are BS.
Is the morning after pill available in your pharmacies there?
As far as I know, you mean like preventing?
Like a prevention afterwards. I think you have a good week or two that you can take this pill and it will terminate.
I have no clue about that.
Yeah, asking a young man that question is probably not going to get you good
answers. You could get them in Mississippi over the counter from pharmacies, so you can.
Yeah, but he says they have a heartbeat bill.
Yeah,
so I mean,
they don't get more religiously conservative than Mississippi. So if Mississippi has the morning after pill available over the counter, I'm willing to bet it's available in all 50 states over the counter.
Right. So, but how is that legal though? If they have the stupid heartbeat bill?
Because it's you only have like a week after in which to take the pill.
I thought the heartbeat started. Oh wait. I'm sorry. So the heartbeat doesn't start.
No, the heartbeat is like 8 weeks or something. Someone else may know. I don't know. But it's not one of the first things that develops.
Right. That was completely thinking something different.
So in theory they have time, but in practice, they don't, because most women, we don't have periods, so we don't know, but a period isn't something that you can mark on the counter and go, oh my God, it's 2 days late or whatever. Most women, as I understand it,
all women keep a calendar, they know.
But they're not that regular.
Yes, because they're all on the damn pill. They've messed up their menstruation.
The pill helps make them regular.
No, it doesn't. It messes everything up.
Nikki has said. Nikki, the girl who gets periods.
All right, there's a bunch of guys talking about taking the pill here. If there's any ladies that want to comment, feel free to join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us. Share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live. Bonnie's sitting in the studio. Maybe we can get her to weigh in on this.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open, you can join us. us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
How are you?
And Cody.
Join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. I want to say thanks to Nicole Edge, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program, amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you, Nicole, for helping us out over there. She's gold level, which means she's doing at least $10 a month. We ask for $5. She's doing $10, so thank you for the extra. Definitely appreciate it. It helps us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live to help us get the ideas of freedom on more great radio stations around the country. And again, Nicole's helping make that happen. You can join her over at amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com. You get some cool benefits for doing that, and we certainly appreciate it. Let's go back to your phone calls. We're talking about the potential, seems likely now, that the Supreme Court is going to be overturning Roe versus Wade. The only question, it seems like, at this point is when the official documents, the official decision is going to be reached, because the thing that came out in the last 24 hours is a draft copy of what will purportedly be the majority opinion in a decision to overturn Roe versus Wade, which would, as I understand it, once again put the question of whether or not abortion should be prohibited or regulated in any way to the states. Although I guess there are already regulations on it in some of the states. So
yeah, but the reason that the Republican states did that, like Mississippi and Texas and all these others that did recently put out their new regulations, the heartbeat bills and stuff like that, is because they wanted to take this to the Supreme Court now that we had a majority of conservative justices appointed by Trump.
Let's go to Dan. He's in Nebraska. You're on Free Talk Live. Dan.
Hey, Free Talk Live. You know, I sympathize with your, I would say, inclination towards letting all the states be experiments in their own right. And I think that in as many cases as we can do that responsibly, you know, we should.
But I hear a butt coming. Yeah, there it is.
There we go. Yeah, it's, you know, as somebody who lives in Nebraska, when it comes to things like rights, you know, something I think about is that there are people who are going to be still stuck in these backwards states. And just because we're marooned here doesn't mean we should just let, you know, our state governments take away what, you know, should be made a right at the federal level.
Well, we are also pro-immigration people here. So in addition to allowing these 50 states to have their 50 individual republics that all disagree about what's going on and how they should be doing things, we believe that if a person wants to leave one state to go to another, they should have the unfettered right to do that.
Yeah, if you're in Nebraska, why don't you just pick up and move to Montana, New Mexico, or Illinois? According to the map at PlannedParenthoodAction.org, those are the three nearest states to Nebraska where there are very little, if any, restrictions on having an abortion.
I mean, I think asking somebody to leave over one single issue is kind of a lot.
And well, then it's not that important to you.
Even if the thing, I'm sorry, but it's just, if I think this is a right and I think that this is something that everybody should be able to do, then I don't know why I would leave people abandoned from having this right.
Because like, you can't save the world, man. Stop trying. That's not your fight. Save yourself, not the world.
Well, I mean, look, I get to vote. I get it in a very limited way, you know, make moves for my perspective, right?
Well, then what you can do is you can vote in Nebraska and have a fight with the people in Nebraska over whether or not abortion should be legal. Because your vote isn't going to change much at the national level. It took 50 years to undo Roe versus Wade. The idea that it's just going to be redone in any short amount of time seems pretty unbelievable to me.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that. I mean, look, I think inevitably pro-choice will be the thing that wins out in the end, because I don't believe that people are going to continue to be pro-life.
I don't know. The numbers here suggest you might be wrong. I mean, now, again, we are dealing with probably some pretty old laws in most of these states. But I'm looking at this map here, and the entire Southeast is dark red. So Planned Parenthood has a colored map, and it goes from light pink, lightish pink, to basically black. And there's no black states, but there is a lot of dark red states where essentially abortion is severely restricted.
I'm talking about. I think one of the problems I'm actually having is that the decision all these states are making is so undemocratic that when you have such an amount of people, like over a solid 60% of the country, who agree with abortion.
I don't believe that number for a second.
Even if you do have that number, what does it matter if the entire population of California and New York and Washington and Maine and all of these other states agree on abortion and they do comprise 60% of the population? That doesn't give them the right to tyrannize the 40% in Mississippi and Tennessee and Alabama who don't.
Well, no, but I think what we're fundamentally disagreeing on is that you don't think it should be a right. Like, you think that it should be something that's maybe statutory or something.
What we're disagreeing on here is that I don't think 60% of people have the right to tell the 40% what they can and can't do. That's where we're disagreeing. You think majority gets to rule, and whatever the majority says is the law.
I think that the undemocratic nature of it is an argument that contributes to my main one, but my main one is just that I believe that, you know, rooted in the right to privacy guaranteed by the Constitution, it should be viewed as a right.
Okay, well, according to Gallup, who's been asking this question in polls since 1975, the question, do you think abortion should be legal under any circumstances, legal only under certain circumstances, or illegal in all circumstances? Now, obviously, there's a lot of nuance to the answers of this question, right? Like, so somebody saying it should be legal only under certain circumstances, there's a bunch of different circumstances that could come into play into that answer. But regardless, those are the answers that they gave here. And in 1975, so, you know, 50-ish, nearly 50 years ago, 54% of people said abortion should be legal only under certain circumstances, so not the 60% that you claimed, and again, that's not unfettered, that's with restrictions.
Yeah, that's 50 years ago.
Hold on. And then, let's see, 22% said that it should be legal under any circumstance. Those are the people who are unfettered, whatever you want, go out, get an abortion, anytime, anywhere. And then 21% said it should be illegal in all circumstances. So not a single one of those numbers reached 60%. Today, as of 2021, the survey was 48% said it should be legal only under certain circumstances. 32% said legal under any circumstances. And then 19% said illegal in all circumstances. There's been very little movement on this over time. It's gone up to 30. The number of people who said it should be legal under any circumstances has traveled from 22 to 34% back in 1993, back on down to 21% in 2009, back up to 32% last year. So it's up and down within that range who want complete no restrictions. The number of people who want to have it to be illegal in all circumstances has hovered between 21% and 19% in the last 50 years.
Staying about the same.
Yeah. So this isn't some sort of big sea change.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chief Justice John Roberts says in a statement that he's directing the marshal of the court to launch an investigation into the leak of a draft opinion that shows the justices are considering overturning Roe v. Wade, the 1973 Supreme Court case that legalized abortion nationwide. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, has no concerns about the probe.
I'm confident the Chief Justice and the Supreme Court will find the leaker and move forward to apply appropriate punishment.
Chief Justice Roberts assuring in a statement that the work of the court will not be affected in any way by the leak. On day 13 of the Johnny Depp Amber Heard defamation trial, one win for Depp as a Virginia judge refuses to throw out the case. You're listening to USA Radio News. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says his department's new national defense strategy addresses the threat of Russia and China. He joins Fox News and explains why recent Defense Department funding will be key in dealing with these challenges.
There's a record number of investment dollars in this budget, higher than the Pentagon's ever asked for in science and technology, investment, research and development.
This comes as concern is building that the United States might have to deal with Russian aggression in Eastern Europe and the Chinese invasion of Taiwan at the same time. The CDC recommends all travelers over the age of 2 continue to wear face masks. Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying passengers and workers should wear a well-fitting mask or respirator while in indoor public transportation areas, including airports and train stations. The Dow gaining 67 points on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. You can join us. Bring up whatever you want, though. Obviously, we're talking about the abortion situation with Roe versus Wade, perhaps just days or months away from being overturned if this draft opinion that was leaked out to the media, to Politico.com, is to be believed. And given it's 90-something pages, it doesn't seem like something that could be faked very easily. The Supreme Court's head justice, when he issued a notice today about this, said that they're going to crack down and they're going to find out who did this and blah, blah, blah. He didn't deny it. So, I mean, this is probably a thing that's going to happen. The protesters are already hitting the streets. They're already in front of the Supreme Court. They were already here in Keene, New Hampshire, in Central Square earlier today, apparently. And again, I think that this is ultimately good news. And I say that as somebody who believes in the right to choose for yourself whatever medical procedures you think are valid for you.
Certainly.
But Dan is on the line in Nebraska, and he disagrees. He is a utilitarian. That is a word that he has used to describe himself. He believes he's in the majority as well. He said it's 60% of Americans who want to see abortion be legal. But the numbers, according to Gallup, don't bear that out. But even if they did, Dan, I still don't believe that it's...
What's the added total of the two support categories.
Yeah, if you add the 30 to the 43 or whatever, you do have like 70% of people who are okay with some sort of
I don't understand
abortion.
Why we're back to talking about America, though. What does it matter what America wants? If California wants to legalize it or make it illegal, what do the people of California want? If Nebraska wants to make it illegal, what do the people of Nebraska want? It doesn't matter to them what America wants.
Well, here's the other thing. There's another question in this survey, Dan, done by Gallup and been done. This question has been on the survey since 1995, so almost 30 years of results for this question. And this question is, with respect to the abortion issue, would you consider yourself to be pro-choice or pro-life? And with the exception of the first year this was asked, where the split was 56% pro-choice, 33% pro-life, immediately after that, it went down to pretty much a dead heat. 47 to 44, 46 to 46, 51 to 41, 50, 44, on and on and on till today in 2021. And in the last 5 years, it's been 48 or 49% saying they're pro-choice and 46 or 47 or 48% saying they're pro-life. It is a dead heat between people who describe themselves one way or the other in the United States. So really, and I think Arya's pointing this out correctly, Dan, this should come down to what the people want. And if you truly believe in democracy, Dan, and I suspect that that's something you hold dear, then...
Only if it fits in with what he thinks is best.
Yeah,
no, I do believe in democracy.
Then shouldn't the people of Mississippi be able to make a different democratic choice than the people of California?
So... I think in terms of things that I don't consider a right, yes, they should, right?
So it's up to Dan, then, what they can do.
I don't believe, look, no, hold on. I believe it's a constitutionally guaranteed right. And just as
that's just your belief, bro.
Be able to outlaw freedom of speech. I don't believe that they should be able to outlaw.
That is just your belief.
The whole argument, right to privacy, I don't think Roe versus Wade has ever been constitutional, because I don't buy that argument.
So your belief in democracy is less than your belief in what you think should and shouldn't be allowed.
Can someone explain to me the privacy thing, Dan? You mentioned privacy
earlier. That we consider enshrined, though, that we consider entrenched.
Yeah, I want to get back to that exact subject, but I need you to explain it to me. What is it about abortion that has anything to do with privacy?
Well, as far as
I understand it, the groundwork was laid in a case like maybe 10 years before, where they said that if a state makes a law requiring a wife to get her husband's permission to buy birth control, that has overstepped an implied right to privacy that people have from the Constitution. And then basically you're taking that logic and then moving it to abortion, saying, well, if birth control... If it's overstepping to make a husband get a wife's consent by birth control, then obviously, you know, outlawing abortion would be violating the same kind of principle.
Dude, there's no way that nonsense you just said is the argument people are making. There's no way. Because we're not talking about a husband saying, no, wife, you need my permission to have this abortion. That's not what we're talking about at all. We're talking about the state saying this thing is illegal.
Yeah, but what was the original?
The right to privacy was guaranteed, and then
the right to privacy does not have anything to do with my ability to murder people. I can't shoot Conan in the head off camera and then say, oh no, you can't prosecute me. I have a right to privacy. That's not the way this works.
But this is their argument. This was their original argument.
Well, if you don't give moral consideration to fetuses. If you don't give moral consideration to fetuses, then it should not, then I think, like, making sure that people's right to privacy, you know, it's not the same thing as saying that you could murder somebody and that's privacy. We're talking about, on one hand, something that, of being with moral consideration, who is protected, also their right to life, right? And versus something which does not, something that does not have moral consideration, a fetus.
All right, let me see if I'm following this, because I'm having a tough time.
I'm not following it.
The argument to privacy is that it's a woman, it's her medical choice, she should be able to make a medical choice without anybody being in her business. Is that the privacy argument?
That is the privacy argument.
Okay. I get that. That makes sense. I don't disagree with that perspective. I think you should be able to make decisions. But again, I'm somebody who believes that it's your body and it's your choice. The
do
people
you
on the other side of it.
Suicide, Dan?
I do.
Do I think that it? I do support doctor-assisted suicide. Yes.
Okay.
People should
be
allowed to make that choice for themselves.
I'm on board with you with that one as well. But there are people out there that believe. I disagree with them. But they believe that a fetus is a life that is equivalent to any other human life. Now, again, I don't agree with that, but they have a fundamentally different belief than perhaps you or I might on this particular issue, Dan. And those people would say, they make the Aria argument that, well, you don't have a right to take somebody else's human life from them and have privacy for that act. And that's where they would be coming from on that. And as far as I'm concerned, if all those people want to move down to Mississippi or any of the other southern states and live together and have their, you know, theocracy or whatever it is they want to have, they should be able to have it, shouldn't they?
I mean, I already gave you my position. If the laws that they want to make don't interfere with what I consider to be a constitutional right, then they have that.
Dan is the man.
No,
he decides.
I'm leaving it up to...
Well, the Supreme Court...
No, what do you mean?
The Supreme Court has decided, and they are now saying that it's not a right.
Well, Dan disagrees. Dan would like to run for the Supreme Court someday where he can control everybody and tell them all what to do. Thank you for the call tonight.
And I feel like I should point out that, you know, I use the analogy of shooting a Conan in the head. Obviously, first of all, I would never do that. Second of all, I don't think that abortion is murder.
Yeah.
So that was just an example that I was using in an argument with Dan.
The number here is 603-283-6160. Look, I just don't understand the obsession with trying to control people. And that's the difference between people like us and people like Dan. Even though we may have a similar belief, and when I say we, I'm not including you, Conan, Aria, you and I, about abortion and the right to control one's own body and do what you want to it, Dan wants to force his beliefs on everybody else.
I think that's not what he was saying. I think
that's absolutely what he was saying.
No, I think his argument was
right.
No, his argument was he was concerned with the, I don't know, his 60-40 analogy. He was concerned with the 60% of pro-lifers telling him what he could do with his body.
No, he was saying it was 60% pro-choice. He was saying he was in the majority. He was saying that his belief is the correct belief and should be enforced upon everyone.
He's from Nebraska. I don't see that. I think that that's going to be a pro-life state. I'm not positive
Nebraska
on that.
Nebraska is a... Yeah.
I think he's concerned with the majority telling him what he can do.
Where he lives, yeah, he's legitimately concerned with that, yeah.
So, but you're making it sound like he is trying to impose his beliefs.
He would. If he could, he would. He said that.
Okay, I agree with that.
Yeah.
But I think his core argument was he's concerned with the majority taking his rights from him, and I am sympathetic to that.
He can move.
Well, first of all, he's not a woman, number one, so he's not really affected by this.
He could be a dad.
Or
someone who doesn't want to be a dad.
The number 603-283-6160. You can join us and share your thoughts. It's Free Talk.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Are open here. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
We're talking about the very likely potential at this point that Roe versus Wade is going to be overturned. I suspect no amount of protesting outside of the Supreme Court is going to all of a sudden, you know, suggest to the court justices, so-called, that they should change their decision last minute. I don't think that's going to happen.
That was what I thought about when I was driving here to the studio tonight to do the show, when I passed that protest happening there at Central Square in Keene. It's like, these people are taking time out of their day because they care about this issue. Mm-hmm. Do they know it's not going to have any effect whatsoever on anything?
Yeah, but they might convince our mayor to draft up a memo to send to the governor, claiming that we are a pro-choice city. This is what they do, by the way. Mm-hmm. The grandstanding is, you know, immeasurable.
Oh yeah, they're turning this into a political football. There's no doubt, and that is one aspect of this. Is this is going to become a huge issue? Like, people were saying that the Republicans are going to sweep the elections this year.
Oh, they are.
And that is not a sure thing anymore after this.
That's not a sure thing,
because there were some people maybe toward the center or whatever that were going to independents that were leaning Republican because they were tired of all the masks and, you know, all the Democrat insanity when it came to COVID. But now this is going to drag a bunch of those people right back over to the left. So yeah, I don't know if it's a done deal.
You mentioned earlier that these people don't have long attention spans. That's painfully true here. They're not going to remember COVID-19 and the masks and the social distancing and the shutdowns. They're going to remember, oh, the conservatives just did this thing I don't like. I'm voting for the Democrats.
But yeah, they're not going to remember what it was. But there'll be something. This is way too early. This is going to be something completely different. And I'm thinking it's going to be empty shelves.
This is the election year, though.
Yeah, but
saying we have 6 months or whatever.
There's going to be, I mean, look how fast it's going right now. We went COVID, Ukraine, Twitter.
Yeah.
Now we're at Roe. I mean, that's all in the space of like a month.
This is a big one, though, man.
This is big, and it isn't done yet.
Wait,
right?
No, you wait till people are hungry. That will be the big one.
Well, that's
because here's the question. Because these are people who have jobs who are protesting. Mm-hmm. Or maybe some of them might be retired.
A lot of people quit their jobs.
When do the riots start?
Well,
is that after the ruling comes down, or do the riots start beforehand?
I don't know.
Because I mean, it's not winter anymore. There's no more snow on the ground.
Yeah,
now
they're going to go out.
It's riot season.
Yeah,
and this is perfect.
This is the new George Floyd.
So what's going to? Is that going to? I don't know. Lead to something bigger? Because now you have something that the conservatives have wanted for forever. And they've got
decades.
They've got Twitter, and they were happy about that. You saw them for the whole week, praising, Lord God,
yep.
Musk. And now they finally got something they've been fighting for forever. Will they let this go away? Will this turn? Will these protests turn a Supreme to change his mind? And will that cause the conservatives to come out in droves and fight for this?
If the decision's been made, now again, none of us are legal experts. Okay, but when a court makes a ruling, I don't think one of them can later on change their mind and invalidate that ruling. They would have to have another case come before them and another decision be made.
And that's why I said I thought this was just a draft.
Of the majority opinion. They already voted.
I didn't know that they had already voted. I thought
we don't have the vote. But that's presumably what having a majority opinion written up is all about.
Whenever they vote on it.
I suspect they have, and they just haven't published the opinions yet.
Hmm.
That's what I believe to be the case.
Yeah, but we don't know. We won't know for sure until that finally becomes a done deal. But as of right now, this is totally a political football. The people on the left, the people on the right, the politicians, they're grabbing this thing and they're running.
Well, you better believe it.
As far as they can.
Well, abortion has been a political football for my entire life,
but it's not always front and center. Not like this.
Yeah, it's never been, in our lifetimes, it's never been illegal to have a fetus.
Some states have more restrictions than others, even though it's quote-unquote legal. But once Roe versus Wade goes away, according to the map over at the Planned Parenthood site, they are expecting what looks like at least half of the states. I'm just eyeballing this here. Maybe more than half
it's
of the states.
It's everyone that isn't West or East Coast, basically, right?
New England and New York and New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland will have very little restrictions. West Coast, Washington, Oregon, California, Nevada. The exceptions are Montana, New Mexico, and Illinois. Those are sort of the middle states that are also very low restriction. Everything else is highly restricted.
Okay, so,
mostly or highly.
I mean, why are liberals still hanging around in Oklahoma and Mississippi anyway?
I don't know. And
you idiots, go to California, be with the rest of your kind, and leave the poor conservative Christians in Mississippi and Louisiana alone.
This is the thing that is so frustrating to me, because when I remember when Trump took office, I went out to Central Square. I'm like, all right, maybe finally the Democrats are ready to talk about secession. And so I went out with some of the independence flyers, the New Hampshire Foundation for New Hampshire Independence flyers, and they were, of course, protesting Trump. So they were there. And I went out and I said, here, what do you think about independence for New Hampshire? And to be fair, some of the younger ones seemed like they were willing to consider it.
Sure.
But the older ones, their viewpoint was, no. We got to take this thing back. We got to take back the country. We got to blah, blah, blah. Same old crap. Different story. It'd be the same thing for the Republicans if you ask them about Joe Biden. And they're so interested in control.
It's all about control.
Yeah.
And having their guy in power helping them retain that control. That's what it's all been about.
And they will suffer. Like Dan in Nebraska, he's going to suffer in Nebraska trying to fight a losing battle with a bunch of Republicans, because Nebraska here on this list is not dark red, but it is red. So
I think in the long run, Dan's going to end up living in California, or Oregon, or Seattle, or something like
Mexico's
that.
New Mexico's a short drive from Nebraska.
Okay.
And there's no restrictions in New Mexico. But again, Dan's not going to go where the abortion restrictions are unless his girlfriend tells him to. He'll go wherever she says.
I think he probably will, though, in the long run. I think
if his girlfriend moves, he'll go with her.
He's liberal enough that he will gravitate towards where liberal bastions are.
And that's what should happen, but the problem is these people dig their heels in and they say, no, we need to fight for abortion rights here in Nebraska. We got to take on these conservatives that are obviously dominating the state house there, and you probably have no chance whatsoever to actually win this. And it's just the same reason why we can't get most libertarians to even consider migrating to New Hampshire. It's like, hey, libertarians are winning here. We've actually got people who are getting elected. We've got dozens of free staters that are in the state house. Look at all these successes. Here, point to this story, that story. We've got all these different stories about political wins. We've got a tremendous community here. And yet still, libertarians, even as close as New York, will say things like, oh, I was born here in New York, and I'm going to stay and fight. I care about where I was born. And
it's just I do dumb, not.
Yeah, it's such a pointless, fruitless, just wasteful mentality. But
it's super easy. Look, I was born and raised in Mississippi.
Yep.
But New Hampshire is now my home.
That's right.
That's it, man. That's all it takes is for you to move to New Hampshire and go, yep, this is it. This is where I'm at
well,
now.
Well, apparently people like us are in the very, very small minority.
That's because most of these people never bother to leave their hometowns.
Not too much hate on these people.
They I don't hate them. I pity them.
They have families. They have...
Get your damn family in the car.
They have
Bring them up.
Maybe
if their
family
cares about them, they would want them to move somewhere where they could
be
more successful and happier.
Yeah. Unless, of course, they're only happy where they're nearby their mom.
My family was thrilled to watch me leave, but bye. Go. Yes. And I was thrilled to wave goodbye to them. It was mutually beneficial. If their family genuinely loves them and cares about them, sure, let them do them and let me do me.
Yeah, and that's going to be the excuse a lot of these people, they're going to use to stay right where they are and say, oh, well, you know, you care about abortion or you care about the right to do what you want with your own body, but you won't actually pick up your life and move to somewhere that will actually respect you. I mean, just because your mom's down the street, that's it. Okay, well then, your mom's more important than your belief in rights. Your mom's more important than your belief in your bodily autonomy. And you just want to fight a losing battle for the rest of your life. Regardless, there are going to be some people who do see this. There are going to be some people who say, all right, I've had it, I'm out of here, I'm moving to California, I'm moving to Nevada or whatever, I want to
have communism. That, but they were supposed to move to Canada when Trump won the election,
yeah,
and they didn't do that.
An awful lot of them.
Well, it's easier to immigrate to California from the United States than it is to Canada. So there is that. So yeah, there's a lot of talk, and this is we're gonna see. Maybe we will see more of more migration. Maybe we're gonna see more hashtag national divorce trending.
Balkanization.
It should be inevitable at this point. I mean, it should be plain as day to the average person that we're just not going to find any common ground where half the country isn't angry at the other half. So let's stop trying to make this work. It's not going to work. Let's go our separate ways. Liberals can do their thing over there. Conservatives do their thing over there. And we'll do our liberty thing over here.
Right. If you want to have a state where there's no restrictions on abortion, you want it nice and warm, get down to Southern California, get down to New Mexico. You don't have a whole lot of other options. Every other southern state is highly restrictive on this issue. And the odds are you ain't going to change it. There's more coming up here. You can join us, 603-283-6160. Conan's got a fire story to tell.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.